This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky signed a decree Tuesday declaring negotiating with Russian President Vladimir Putin has become impossible following Putin's attempts to annex four Ukrainian regions. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Russia would wait until Zelensky changes his mind or until a new president takes office to raise negotiation prospects. Earlier Tuesday, the upper house of parliament voted to make four of Ukrainian regions part of Russia, pushing forward with a process that's been condemned by Ukraine and its Western allies and was described by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as a dangerous escalation. Meanwhile, Ukraine officials are urging citizens to stock up on everything from firewood to electric generators, concerned Moscow could deliberately attack critical infrastructure as the weather gets colder. Reuters correspondent Ed Barron reports.
The seven-month-old war has wrought huge damage to the energy network and to residential areas in swathes of Ukraine. Officials fear Moscow could deliberately attack critical infrastructure when the frost sets in. They're urging people to stock up on everything from firewood to electric generators ahead of unpredictable disruptions. Residential areas in cities are centrally heated by power stations fueled by natural gas, but heating apartment blocks with smashed windows and walls is dangerous because the pipes could freeze and wreck the local system. If there are disruptions to the heating system, electricity supplies will become vital. Many have purchased electric-powered heaters, but the electricity network could be overwhelmed if people use their own heating equipment en masse, experts say. Energy officials are declining to disclose detailed data about the state of infrastructure, citing wartime secrecy. But
this is VOA News. South Korea and the U.S. Air Force conducted air drills Tuesday in response to a ballistic missile launch by North Korea. North Korea Tuesday conducted its longest ever weapons test, a nuclear-capable ballistic missile that flew over Japan and could reach the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam and beyond, forcing the Japanese government to issue evacuation alerts and halt trains. The Joint Chiefs of Staff, or JCS, said four F-15 fighter jets from South Korea and four F-16 jets from the U.S. took part in the drills. The JCS said in their bombing drills, the F-15 fighters fired two joint direct attack munition precision bombs at a target on the uninhabited Jikdo Island in the West Sea. Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, who marks his one-year anniversary as head of state Tuesday, strongly condemned North Korea's missile launch, calling it an outrageous act. Country music star Loretta Lynn has died. Associated Press correspondent Margie Zoraletta reports.
Country singer Loretta Lynn showed her independent spirit and sass with an honest approach to music. I'm Margie Zoraletta with a look at her life.
And I'll come home.
Loretta Lynn once said she spoke her mind in her songs because she didn't know she wasn't supposed to do that. Women in country music did not really have feminist viewpoints until Lynn came along with songs like Don't Come Home A-Drinkin', Hey Loretta, and The Pill. She was also funny and would dish it out to Conway Twitty in songs like You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly. Lynn said in a 2003 AP interview she never thought she was a role model because she just sang about being a woman.
I don't think I inspired anybody. I think I hope I have, but I ain't no different than anybody.
Popular Philippine radio host and prominent critic of President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and his predecessor, Rodrigo Duterte, was shot and killed late Monday night. Authorities say Percival Mabasa was sitting in his car outside his home in Las Pinas when two people on a motorcycle opened fire and later escaped. Mabasa was known professionally as Percy Lapid and accused Philippine government officials of corruption and other abuses and irregularities on his popular radio program for decades. The New York Times says Mabasa criticized ex-President Duterte's violent anti-drug campaign and perceived attempts by supporters of the Marcos family to portray the current president's father, who ruled Philippines as a dictator from 1965 to 1986, as a victim of his political enemies. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky signed a decree Tuesday declaring negotiating with President Vladimir Putin has become impossible, following Putin's attempts to annex four Ukrainian regions. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.